Michelle Bishop with a sports update. This almost beggars belief, the story out of the Dragons that you're going to bring us now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. So read into this, watch him, eh? But it's certainly it's not a good look for the club, and it doesn't appear to be a happy environment. Doesn't fill us with confidence that all is sound at the Dragons and that Anthony Griffin's job is safe. So the club had their end-of-season presentation night on Tuesday night, a ritzy affair at Pyrmont Dalton House, plenty of money spent, NRLW and NRL players. There are a stack of no-shows. And look, you can often, with these things, say one or two, three or four, five or six. No. We're talking 27 no-shows. So 27 players out of the NRL's top 30 did not show. Now, the club's likely to put this down to timing and probably a scheduling mishap, but the fact of the matter is that the players were told about this 6 weeks ago. Look, and we all know player, you know, power is quite influential when it needs to be. So if they wanted to be there and they wanted to be a part of this occasion, I'm sure someone would have stuck their head up and said, hey, seriously, this is ridiculous. But that didn't happen. So it's a huge night. The three players that turned up were Zach Lomax, Ben Hunt, who, of course, got the player's player, and a fringe first grader, Michael Molo. We all know that Jaden Sullivan and Tyrell Sloan, they're demanding releases to the Bulldogs and Dolphins, respectively, at the moment. Sloan has actually openly come out and said that he isn't enjoying the environment and doesn't see it improving. Sullivan's in a similar position. Jaden and Tyrell's in a similar position there. You have to ask yourself, guys, what is going on at the club? Like, this is just, this is really unheard of. I don't think I've ever heard of this happening.
No, That's as stunning as Ryan Madison's decision not to pay the fine. So Ben Hunt, well, he had to be there because he was the player of the year. Thank God he turned up. But that was, Fossey, was that Tuesday night? That was two days after the grand final.
And like, players, yes, there'd be a quantity of players overseas, obviously holidays, but the Dragons season did finish a month ago. Like, not everyone's away for 5 weeks and 6 weeks overseas. I'd love to know the number of players still here that just didn't turn up.
But even so, guys, you'd imagine that, you know, the players would speak up and sort of say, hey, what's going on here? This is our night. This is where we all get together and celebrate whether the season was tough or it was a good season. They all get together and enjoy each other's company. The 27
people, that's bizarre. That really is. Vossi, you think, you know, the problems Manly are having might impact their season next year. Yeah. What sort of message does that send to any Dragons fan, that three players turn up out of the 30?
The Players Awards not without the players. It would have been all the people in accepting the award on behalf of, you know, just everyone just needed, you know, fill-in recipients. That's incredible. Now, Luciano Leilua has been stood down. Cowboys back rower. Cover that for us.
Yes, so he won't be a part of the World Cup. He was selected to play for Samoa under Matt Parrish. He made it through customs and had to turn around after being charged with common assault and intentionally or recklessly damaging property. So he's now subject to the no-fault stand-down under the NRL's policies. The NRL does like to stress, though, in these circumstances, that this shouldn't be interpreted as a view of innocence or guilt of the player, but it is applied in this case as a result of the criminal charges involving allegations that the player has acted violently in relation to a female. So obviously still a little bit to play out with this one. He'll have to go to court, but Leilua will be a no-show at the World Cup for Samoa as a result.
And I do love this time of year, horse racing, Michelle, Randwick and Caulfield, some big races, but is the rain going to spoil it in Sydney?
Yeah, guys, so Racing New South Wales Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel will conduct a track inspection this morning ahead of tomorrow's big race day at Royal Randwick. I suspect he's actually doing that right now as we speak. It's about this time. It was rated a 10 late last night, and we've had an absolute stack of rain. It's been relentless. The forecast is a little more encouraging today, a little respite, but the rain is due back tomorrow. So there isn't a suitable alternative to stage tomorrow's meet. The big feature race, of course, is the Silver Eagle. And the problem with this one is that the top three runners in this particular race get automatic entry into the Golden Eagle, which is a big race coming up in a few weeks' time. They've had a stack of scratchings already in Sydney for obvious reasons, but there's some preliminary discussions of the racing. This particular race for tomorrow may be being held on Monday. It's a big call, unlikely to happen. But the big problem is the bigger picture is the concern for, of course, the Everest, the $15 million Everest, which will be raced the following week. So they can't be chopping up the damaging the surface this week. They've got to save it for next week as well. So a bit to play out there, but as I say, they're doing a track inspection now.
Okay, now a couple of texts for you, Michelle. This from Mickey says, sounds like all-out mutiny at the Dragons. Love it. That from Mick. And this one, one of our listeners thought Michelle was going to tell us she found the barbecue under Jack DeBellin's bed, Vaughnie's house that's got out for lease at the moment, the pandemic party house. No updates there, nothing?
No, I wouldn't have no place in Jack DeBellin's bedroom, I'm afraid.
No, the bed that Jack DeBellin hid under in Paul Vaughan's house.
Paul Vaughan's house
is now up for lease. You might have missed that big story.
Yeah, that scared Michelle when you read that
big
out.
Story.
Come on. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. $1,300 a week, I think the rent is for the place in Shell Harbour, if you want it, and it comes, but without the barbecue.
Talk next
Michelle,
hour.
Back next hour.
Talk soon, guys.